ladle full of inspiration over here. This ladle full of inspiration.
Here, come.
We're this week's parsha is a special double header. It's Parsha Mishpatim and the Shabbat of Shkalim. Parsha Shkalim also. It's the Shabbat before Adar. So we're about to start going into Adar. And we have this collision of these two parshiot. And you know, there's a lot of questions. A lot of questions with regards to the entire thing, all of these parshiot. So, just one idea, very quickly. And it's a fantastic idea. I think it's borne out both by the beginning of Mishpatim and Parshat Shkalim. So Mishpatim starts off with the story of a person who, that you're going to buy an Eved Ivri. Ki tikne Eved Ivri. You're going to buy an Eved Ivri. You're going to buy this type of indentured servant type guy. And, you know, those of us who've studied literature a little bit, right, in our lit courses, we see it. We're immediately presented with a story. This is a guy. He's going to be sold as a slave. Now the question, of course, is like, why was he sold as a slave? Like, what happened? How did he become a slave? How did all of this happen? We don't know. We have no record of the story. Chazal give a little bit of a backstory. Why would a person sell themselves into slavery? They say, oh, because he stole, didn't have enough money to pay back, so that's why he selling himself into servitude in order to pay off his theft. But there's a fantastic thought, I think, that comes out of this a little bit of the Torah. The Torah is always the Torah is Torah Chaim, the Torah of life. And the Zohar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he really, really wants is for the crooked to become straight. Right? For the entire purpose of all of the world, God wanted that we should go and we should sort of straighten things out. We want to make things better, make the world a better place. I think it's giving a phenomenal piece of advice if this person is in a bad situation. They stole. It could be very, very, very close. Like it says in the Ni'ilah service, right? Ni'ilah, it says, Laman nechdol me'oshek yadenu. Right before we end Yom Kippur, it says, God, you've given us this day of Yom Kippur in order that we should stop stealing. It's kind of funny. You'd hope but at the beginning of the Yom Kippur, we'd stop stealing. Towards the end of Yom Kippur, we say, Laman nechdol me'oshek yadenu. You know, we're going to stop stealing. God, this time, we're going to stop stealing. We'd hope we'd be emotionally moved sooner than this, than right before the end, right before the shofar and Hashem Hu Elokim. We're going to stop stealing. So Mefarshim say that it means stealing from ourselves. We're stealing from who we could be. And Ishbitz Rebbe says that this entire drama of the Eved Ivri is the story of everybody's life, that we get ourselves sold into different predicaments. We sell ourselves into slavery of different things, different life situations, different I don't know if you had the experience. I found myself sometimes like this. You find yourself in a sketchy situation. You're wondering, what did I do to get into this? How did I really step into this one? And the person oftentimes can sit and beat themselves up about it. You know, if only I hadn't, right? If only I. This phrase that we use a lot. If only I had. If only I had this. If only I had that. We call it Tuesday morning quarterback, or Monday morning quarterback, depends on what day the game was, right? So the day after the game, you know, if only I this and that, the other thing. The Torah gives us a fascinating piece of advice. Don't look backwards right now. You find yourself that you find yourself being sold into different situations. You feel powerless. You don't know what to do. Don't look backwards, he says. Just look forwards. But look towards what can happen right now. Don't beat yourself over what happened and feel guilty about it. The question is, what now? What next? So we're not even wondering how this Eved Ivri got into the situation that he'd be sold as an Eved. We just want to know how he's going to go get out. And the Torah tells us, He's going to work for 6 years. The seventh year, he's going to go free. That whatever the servitude is, there's a way out. There's a way to come home. There's a way out of every predicament. But it, most importantly, the Shmitzer Rebbe says that the Torah is telling us, you want to get out of a sticky situation? Always look forward. Don't look back. Look forward. Because if you keep chaining yourself to the past, obsessing over the past, you're never going to make a difference in your into your future. That's number one. And number two, we're paired also with Parshat Shkalim. Parshat Shkalim is a, you know, on one hand, it's a very administrative type of parsha, just like Tu B'Shvat is also an administrative holiday. How old is your tree? Now every year we're collecting our donations. It's tax day. It's like April 15th, only in right before Adar. Get those donations together because we need to go have enough stuff for the Beit HaMikdash, right? Not so inspiring. But what the Midrash tells us is fantastic. God says, Moshe, tells Moshe, I want you to go and get a chatzi shekel from everybody, a half shekel from everybody, a half shekel of silver. And then the Midrash says, Moshe Beinu didn't know what that means. You know, he didn't know what a half shekel of silver meant. What do you mean a half shekel of silver? Everybody knows a half shekel of silver. There's a shekel, which means a weight, and half of that is a half shekel. So then the Midrash says, well, so Moshe didn't know, so you know what God does? God says, no problem, you wait right over there. He reaches under the Kiseh HaKavod and pulls out a half shekel of silver, only rendered in fire. And then Moshe knew what he was talking about. This is a Midrash that, you know, if the oceans were sea and the land was paper, we still wouldn't finish up everything which is packed into this Midrash. There's so much there in lots and lots of different ways. Just one little tipa shebayam, a little bit of a drop of what this Midrash contains. The notion that of half and the notion of fire. Both of these, again, using our literary skills, what's the nature of fire? Fire is burn. It burns, and it always goes up. Right? We describe love as passionate, burning love, as heat, as fire. Desire is oftentimes spoken of in terms of fire. And what's with a half? Well, you know, as our famous colloquialism in English is, you look at the glass, either half empty or half full. Right? But half always means that part of it isn't there. Part is there, and part isn't there. The Magid of Mezrich of Dober says that we conceive of it, of each person's soul has to be seen as a fiery half, which is always longing to emerge. Within every person, of Dober says, that there's part of you which is always burning for more, which is always being driven to achieve, which always wants to rise up. That now pairing this with the beginning of Parsha Mishpatim, on one hand we say, "How you're in a sticky situation, what do? Number one, never look back. And number two, remind yourself that inside of you, there's a drive which is incorruptible, to always rise, to always be better, which is always desiring, always wanting to go up. No matter what, don't look back. Look forward. Believe in the goodness of your own soul. Shkalim Mishpatim, Mishpatim Shkalim tells us, don't look back, always look forward. And number two, believe in yourself. Believe in the potential which is there, that you can rise up. You can rise above all situations. No matter how sketchy the situation is, you can rise up, just never look back. This has been your Leil of Inspiration. Thank you for joining us.